Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
So it's been a fascinating couple of weeks. And I have to say, as one of the hosts of the Homeopathy Health Show, we've had the great honor recently of introducing a number of masterclasses on our other platform, because both myself and Nyla are founders of Homeopathy in Practice. And if that was not enough, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is, the incredible news, should I say, is our guest on today's episode will also be hosting a masterclass on homeopathy in practice in 2026, which is literally around the corner, isn't it? Already, the year goes by so, so fast, right? And we're really on the cusp now. And it's usually they say belated Happy New Year, but I'm extending a Happy New Year to you, a blessed, should I say, a blessed New Year already. Okay, so there you go. That's how advanced we are here on the Homeopathy Health Show. But hey, on to our guest. Insightful and passionate about homeopathy, we welcome Dr. Dinesh Chauhan to today's episode. He's one of the most influential figures in today's homeopathic world, and he practices classical homeopathy in Mumbai in India, and he's very well received by his patients as a caring homeopath and a dedicated teacher to students all over the globe. Now, what's even more beautiful is both myself and Nyla had the honor and opportunity to listen and learn from Dr. Dinesh Chauhan earlier this year, 2025, at the School of Homeopathy, where he actually presented a wonderful day to do with multidimensional homeopathy. It's the matrix, isn't it? I know what you're thinking. What does that even mean? But hey, if we get a chance, we're going to touch upon that. So without further ado, Dr. Dinesh Chauhan from Nyla and myself, welcome.
Thank you, Atik and Nyla.
I must say, he bought me a coffee, and I still remember that. That will be my. I will keep cherishing that moment. It was lovely to have a coffee with you. And lately, biggest fan of Dr. Dinesh and his work. I absolutely love your work. We are so honored to have you here. We are so honored to host your masterclass that will be in 2026. And the beauty is how you get into the details, the finest details of even one single remedy, finding that key of that remedy, which is I think what happens is when we become homeopath, we are just lost in the matrix. We are lost in the symptoms, but you have helped us find the biggest clue or the biggest key so that we stay focused. We would love to know how your journey developed, how you came to who you are today.
See, it started with a very negative note. The last thing I wanted to do was homeopathy. You know, my sister sees my first cousin, she's a corneal surgeon, and my brother-in-law, he's a cancer surgeon. So I was always in awe of them. and I wanted to be a neurologist. And that's how the journey started. But unfortunately, you know, in India, if you don't get the grade, the next best choice is homeopathy. And then that's how I joined my homeopathic college where Dr. Rajan was teaching in that college. But all 4.5 years, if you ask me, what I did was hate homeopathy and only attend all modern medicine hospital possible and learn everything about modern medicine. To the extent that I was teaching in final year how to read X-ray, MRI, ECG, EEG, and all those kind of things, even to MBBS student who were doing internship with us. And to the extent Dr. Rajan was teaching in our college, and I used to hate him because, you know, he used to come and used to present what you call, you know, that time he was doing raga proving, which is again started. And imagine I had so-called scientific mind sit there and listen to this. So I used to tell my friend who used to love homeopathy that I don't want to attend these classes. So once, you know, a funny thing happened, I can share here. He came in the class, he started his raga proving. And I told my friend, I said, look, this guy is making a fun of homeopathy. And he was, you know, doing raga and he was asking everybody genuinely, you know, in his own way. And then one girl got up and said, stop it, Dr. Rajan, stop it. I feel as if I'm separating from my boyfriend. And he was proving raga Yaman, which has this theme of separation. And I told my friend, enough is enough. I got up from there and I said, told Dr. Shankaran, I want to go out for toilet, and I left the room. I go home and my father asked me, have you finished your homeopathy? I said, no, last year. He said, once you finish, you're going to join this homeopath who is in our building. He's in second floor. He's a one world famous homeopath. You will study with him. We will request him to take you. So I wanted to check who is this guy. So I went up, read the nameplate. It was written P. Shankaran, which is still his father's name, and I understood it is Rajan Shankaran. I thought now I'm in a problem. So the next Monday when I went to kind of impress him with a Kent repertory, and I said, can you tell me the meaning of this rubric? And in his own style, you know, he told me, how many times you have read it? I just lied to him that full mind section A to Z. So he was sitting in his car, I still remember white car, and he said, read 50 times. If you still don't understand, I'll answer your question. He left. And I decided that day I will never attend this man ever. And I decided not to do homeopathy at all. I felt insulted, you know, like, and I joined Farooq Master in my internship. Not that I wanted to learn homeopathy, it is because my friends were going there. He was popular. And my neurology, which I wanted to learn, was next to him. So I was showing world that I'm going to homeopath, but I was learning neurology. But interesting thing happened. That's where my life shifted. This neurologist was impressed with my knowledge. He said, I've seen after Divya Chhabra, there's another homeopath who knows neurology so well. Why don't you present your paper in front of DM Neuro of Bombay? They are who and who of Bombay, you know, of I said, I will do it. Farooq Master prepared me. He said, don't worry, Dinesh, nobody gets this kind of chance. Go and speak about it. I went, presented my paper in front of DM Neuros. They got impressed. One of them said, "In my hospital, there are many patients are admitted, two patients of Parkinson. Come and treat them." I got little scared how I'll be do it. A big, such a big doctor. Farooq Master said, "Don't worry, I'll prepare you." I went, took the cases. He came and said, "Okay, young boy, present." I did allopathically. And he said, "What you want to give?" I said, "Therapeutics of allopathy." He said, "No, homeopathy." I said, "Easy, sir. The first one needs agaricus and second one needs sickle cor." He said, "Why?" He said, I said, "First one is like this disease, perfectly fits sickle cor. Second disease perfectly fits agaricus." Now this guy looks at me and says, "Where is your individualization and holism?" I was, taken aback. But then I controlled myself. I wanted to be genuine. So I said, "We only study, we don't practice. We only practice on therapeutics." Now this guy got really angry. He said, "Get lost." And he told my boss, neurology boss, "If he comes to your clinic, your relation and my relation is over." And then he told me a very nice thing which changed my whole life. He said, "Young boy, you know my science very well, commendable. Go back and learn your principle of homeopathy. That's why I gave you these two cases, because I cannot do anything about them. Only your homeopathic principle." And he named five books of homeopathy: Science of Homeopathy by Vitol Kas, Spirit of Homeopathy by Dr. Shankaran, H.A. Roberts' book, Scope of Homeopathy by Stuart Claus, and Dr. Dhawale's book, M.L. Dhawale, Principle and Practice of Homeopathy. He said, "They are philosophy book. Your concept will be good." And I came back and I was crying, for 3, 4 days. And that's where I went to Farooq Master and I said, "I want to leave you and go back to college and learn this art again and learn the art of case taking." This is where I came back to college as a registrar. And my luck that my first boss was Dr. Rajan Shankaran and some more bosses, including
Amazing.
Farooq Master was also attached there that time.
What a wonderful story. And as you were saying that, I was actually thinking of you standing at that door reading P. Shankaran. I could see, visualize you putting your finger across the brass plate or whatever, nameplate. And it's interesting, isn't it, when you have this type of journey that where you don't like something, but then when that moment happens and you fall in love with it, with homeopathy, and you realize how powerful it is as a system and as healing, it's profound, isn't it? That change
No,
that occurs.
I completely agree with you. See, what I did there is, since we are going 25 years back, I was house physician of Dr. Shankaran. He would come in this hospital on Monday and he has to take 10 to 12 cases in 2 hours. These are all, patient comes for charity in the hospital. So I told him, "I will take all these cases in from Tuesday to Saturday and present to you on Monday." I did 180 cases in 1 year. I would go and present him. 30 interns are standing there. He's sitting there and I'm presenting a case, da, 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 like this. And I would say, "The remedy is calcarea silicata." And he would look at the patient, look at his tongue, "Show me your tongue, show me." And he'll say, "Pulsatilla." And I would say, "Why?" "Next patient." This went on for 160 patient. No answer. You have, and one day I was presenting a case and I said, silica. And he said, 1 m. Can you imagine that excitement? I wanted to go under the table and say, yeah, I did
Woohoo.
it. We're feeling the excitement here.
Hey?
Oh,
I love that story so much. That's so
lovely.
good.
And then
that's where when I was finishing my third post, so I told Dr. Shankaran that they may not give me a post anymore further because I teach lot of this all house physician and all, and they don't like it. So he said, I have an offer for you, that I'm writing a book called An Insight into Plant on Plants.
The station that makes you feel good. Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
And I would love that you write it. So I got little bit, into panic actually. I said, my English is not good. I studied from a vernacular medium. He said, it doesn't matter. What matters is your passion. I'm convinced about it with passion, the way you teach and where you are. I need someone who can, actually do research on plants and remedies. And that's where I invested, I think, from 2000 to 2002 or something like that, daily 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, and finished the volume 1 and 2 for him. Like that.
They are beautiful books, like really in depth. I have gone through them, and then also the volume 3 that I always refer to. I have seen your name at the front as well.
Yeah, that's my wife wrote it, volume 3. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful books. Like, I don't think there is much knowledge or much materia medica available on plant remedies apart from Mikal Yakir or your work with Dr. Rajan Sankaran. And I think that might be the beginning of your love for plants.
Yes, but that was also, that's where my love for homeopathic remedy completely went down. That's the second shift which happened is this. So I wrote that, and lucky that there he was very clear, the kind of sensation of the plant family was clear to him, and I had to do research, from classical books and modern classical books. Classical books like Clark, Herring, Herring guiding symptom, Fartak, Borik, Ellens. So different kind, and the modern masters like Robin Murphy and other thematic books, Vermeulen. And daily I had to go through and put the essence running and whether confirm the essence what he has is he actually the cons or not. So 2 years daily except Sunday I did this. But by the time I finished it, a different question came in my mind. And the question came was that what is the pivotal point of homeopathy? That one is materia medica and one is case taking. For materia medica, I have to read seven books, around 5,000 remedies, which I cannot do it in one life for sure. And the one way is to understand a art of understanding a human being and centered around that. And that's where my second shift started, that I started understanding remedy at a nicely at a whole level, but I wanted to do at a case taking. So in I remember in 2003, four, where that's where that shift happened. And then since then, till 3 years back, I invested into simple, scientific, reproducible case taking, which I call case witnessing process. My all books are about that.
Yes, actually, that does nicely lead us into that, Dr. Chauhan, which is your three-step case-taking method. It's been referred to as quite revolutionary, and for those who aren't aware, please can you give us an overview?
So the idea was that time that a lot of people, they're doing a case taking what we call book centric or one system centric. I wanted a case taking which is simple, scientific, and reproducible. Where, like our aphorism from 83 to 103, the case taking aphorism, I wanted first a first step where it is open-ended, where in that first step I ask questions which are open-ended. So a non-leading what Hahnemann mentioned, that in 84, 85. And once I have enough space given to the patient and non-leading questions asked properly, and whatever PQRS, what we call SRP, comes up, amongst them, if there are some PQRS which are coming up again and again, in different stage, different situation, different condition, I will take those symptoms, ask them, and make sure that they are holistic symptom. Once I ask and I know that they are holistic symptom, I start with the third step, which is then I'm very sure that this is the symptom. If I keep asking, all other scattered symptom will come together. So that those three step, I call them passive, active, and active. The idea is start with open-ended, make sure the second step that your characteristic what you're selecting is characteristic, and the third, based on that characteristic, complete the case.
Right. And how have you seen that develop? I mean, you've come up with the thought process, you're actually using it, and do share to inspire the homeopaths tuning in and those just interested in homeopathy.
So initially, what I did is I wrote a book called Scientifically Intuitive Case Witnessing Process, The Journey of Three Steps. This whole book is about an integrative, inclusive, holistic case taking. A case taking which can be done by any system, any school. Those three steps which mimic the organon step, what Hahnemann spoke, but in such a way where systematically you use it and not you are biased with any symptom. Once those three steps were developed, I started using them in different stages of people's life, in childhood, in young age, in old age. Slightly, I started modified in them. Then, different pathology, like acute, chronic pathology, the step has to be properly put so that we get the center well. Like that, slowly, slowly, this case taking started developing. That normal three step, then application in acute, application in chronic, application in childhood, application in old age, like that. And gradually it went further. So for around 10 years, 15 years, I applied that and taught in 36 countries with a different case, different pathology, different age, different situations. Around 2016, 17, I took a break because of my health issue for 6 months. And that's where I was re-looking at all my cases of 15 years, around 15,000 cases, each one minimum 1 hour to 2 hour. And I saw in the cases where I failed, especially those people where intellectual ability like homeopath or psychiatrist or modern medicine doctor or physicist or, I was feeling in them a lot. And then I checked that in the cases where I failed, I realized that people, I am doing the so-called the perfect case-taking module according to me, where I'm putting three step properly, but still I'm failing. Then I realized that here, why I'm failing is the all the answer which are coming from the known brain. Let me give you an example. A homeopath comes to me and he says, this is my location, sensation, modality, and concomitant of my chief complaint. A homeopath comes and says, my generality is this. My fear, my dreams, my mental emotions are this. This is who I am today, and this is who I am in my childhood. And this is the thread which is running in my, call it a sensation or call it a holistic symptom. Now he's a genuine homeopath. I'm not talking about a homeopath who's just kind of giving me symptom. Genuine, authentic homeopath. And a case taker is also genuine. I am also convinced that this is their center or a master key or a sensation. These are the other characteristic and remedy selected. It's perfect. I'm still failing. Then I realize that in such cases, what is happening that the all the answer what people are giving or all the questions which I'm de developing for the patient is based on their intellect or based on the developed, learned brain and not a spontaneous brain. And what we need in homeopathy is those symptoms which are SRP, strange, rare, peculiar, which are spontaneous and natural. And that's where the need for developing a system of a case taking where we directly zoom into that natural, spontaneous brain, whether it is conscious brain or subconscious, whether it is in their childhood or now, whether in illness or in health. That's where my book, The Right Brain Approach in Homeopathy, took shape from 2016 to 2019-20.
It's it's quite beautiful, isn't it? The way that you've actually just explained that, and how, my thought process was very much that with the right brain and the artistic flair, homeopathy is an art, right after the science. So you move from left brain to right brain as soon as you hit practice. So it just works. Anyway, I know I was going to continue with something.
I was actually thinking about the spontaneous brain because in our everyday life, all our reactions are usually learned reactions that have been learned through childhood, young adult, adulthood. Like, for example, a glass. Why do I call a glass a glass? This is a glass of water. Who told me this is a glass of water? That is learned behavior. If I would learn it as this is a plate, I would start calling it plate. But the issue is, in our modern world, everyone is so accustomed to their everyday routine, and asking them this question or asking them to go deeper is sometimes so difficult that they don't want to. It's like the shift from mental emotional to your natural level, where the child was when we were children. We would never think about, if I fall from this, I will get hurt. We just jump, and we are just, or sometimes when jumping, and we are very sure that our parents will hold us. But when the conscious mind comes in, when the fear of falling comes in, or when the fear of not being protected comes in, our life start taking a different shape. And this is what I'm experiencing in my practice as well. It's difficult to take to the patient to that subconscious level where they can actually explore who they actually are, what is not the learned behavior, what is actually something that makes them them.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I understand what you're saying. Let's put it this way, and that, for example, our case taking is like learning driving a car. In a driving a car, you have three steps. First step is, scientifically, you know everything. What is car? What is handle? What is clutch? What is accelerator? What are the signal means? How to start? It's like homeopathy. We know book-wise everything, principles and all. That's the first step. Now, in spite of scientific knowledge, when I want to start a car, either my hand or eyes, or my eyes or my legs don't coordinate. You understand it? They falter. I have full knowledge of science, full knowledge of car. Still, it falters because they're not coordinated. That's the first step. Now, second step is when you get a learning license. In India, we get a learning license for a month. That means either your eyes or hand, or your hand or leg, at least some coordination is there. When it is break, it is break. It may be too fast or too, you know, but it's break. But the third step is where after a year, year and a half, you are sitting in a car on a motorway of, you know, UK. Sit next to you, your friend is sitting there. Yeah, you're listening to the music, 150 speed, and everything happens automatic. Here you don't have to remind that science, that look, think of an accelerator, think of this, this is this, this. No, it happens automatic. So my case taking is exactly this is what I'm talking about, this three step. Initial step is scientific, but those PQRS are not coordinated. They are scattered at mind, body, that. Then they start getting coordinated in the second step, there where you are sure that they are the ones. Once you are sure, you start a third step where you know automatically as you go. You don't have to put effort. Everything will come together in a beautiful pattern, a pattern which represents that person, which will match to a remedy, either in a repertory or a materia or theme, or depends. Does it make sense? This is
absolutely
three step. Now I'm coming to what you, Laila, you were talking about. Now imagine it, our life is like a holistic car. In this car, there are two people are sitting. A learned brain, logical or left brain, or the spontaneous right brain. Let's say right or left, or a spontaneous or learned brain. Ideally, this car is driven by learned brain because he's Google Wikipedia brain. He has experience of life and everything. Spontaneous guy, if he comes on this set, you know, if he sit here, there will be a huge problem. Because spontaneously he will say from UK to Portugal, from Portugal to here. He has no system. But if it is only left brain, oh, this guy only will go according to book centric. He will never go out of the book. Both at a driving set, there is a problem. So what I suggest is in homeopathic case taking or in anything in homeopathy, learning, making totality of this, then let the right, your individualistic being, the natural being at the driver's seat. When taking the case, when making the totality, when reading the remedy, and let the learned brain, the left, should be your navigator. Should be your Google or a Wikipedia brain with you. So you are doing individualistic aspect and he is guiding you with all the knowledge possible to keep going. Is it making sense?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the right brain here. Then let it be on the driver's seat.
It reminds me of something funny. Because I know in your session at the School of Homeopathy, you would take a break to tell us something very funny, and they were genuinely funny. So I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and we were just talking about a car. And I said, the steering wheel is not going to come off in your hand. And if it is, then there's no point thinking about it because it's too late. Because there's nothing you can do. You don't know which way the wheels are going to go, right? Which way the steering is, you know? But that wasn't actually the conversation. I'm just changing it slightly. But it was just a conversation about the steering wheel. As you were talking about the right brain sitting in the car being a problem, I thought, well, if the steering wheel comes off, we got a big problem.
We have a big problem, exactly.
Thank you for explaining. It does actually make sense. What happens is in modern life, if we think or if we start to think differently, everything doesn't work according to how it should be working. The routine is changed, the structure is disturbed, and people just nowadays are a bit rigid and they don't want the shift happening. Sometimes I feel that sometimes people are just, they are connecting, but they don't want to connect what is happening inside because that is going to cause havoc.
This is called in homeopathy, and this is what I'm writing a book called A Master Key. Inside that, I'm writing, the what we call bias, the confirmatory bias. The problem with homeopathy is that each one of us, we are stuck with one system, one book, one approach, one master. Centric approach. Let's say Hahnemannian approach, Bogar-Bonning-Gosson approach, Kantian approach, like that, Shankaran, Vitolkas expert system. Within the framework of that one book approach, it is perfect. Bogar-Bonning-Gosson approach with those so-called around 99 remedies perfectly work, and it works. But the problem is, they are stuck with one book. Homeopathy is actually integrative. What we need is a paradigm shift. We need a paradigm shift. That's where, right in the beginning, you started that multidimensional. What we need, a shift from a one-dimensional to integrative, holistic, multidimensional module in homeopathy. What I mean by integrative. Integrative means let the integrate the classical and modern classical together. It'll give you a better understanding. I remember I was teaching in a school of homeopathy for 30th year of their celebration. Yeah, they're there. I was teaching for 2 days on pediatric, and the third day they, because it was 30th year, they realized. So we converted into a first online webinar of that time where the 1200 British homeopath attended, I remember. This was huge. It is, after that the number went down due to those reports and all. Me, so the last, so Vermeulen, Jeremy Scher, Shankaran, Scholten, all of us were there. And I was teaching for first 2 days. So Vermeulen and Jeremy Scher came early. So they decided to attend my lecture. And for me, it was a big privilege, that they both are sitting there. And in fact, Jeremy offered also to review my that time book, pediatric book, A Wonder with Little Wonder, where he didn't know anything about me. And he did that. So evening, interesting thing happened. I was teaching there this multi-dimensional, integrative approach. I was calling individualization at a holistic level. So the evening, Franz Vermeulen said that, "I love your approach, that how you find peculiar, individualistic peculiar, and you find holistic peculiar. You showed the case-taking approach of that, 3 steps. I want to do that in Materia Medica." And he said, "That's where I will rewrite my Materia Medica." And he did that also. Synoptic reference and Prisma reference is actually, if you see there, he included holistic symptom. And this conversation happened when we, three of us, between these two giants, I was walking with them. And he said, "I will do this because I like this, that holistic has to be there in our Materia Medica." When I came from there in a plane, I decided that I will read my material. I'm doing case taking at holistic level. Let me start reading Materia Medica at holistic level. And all Polycrest remedy I read at a holistic level, including Arnica. What I mean by holistic is I was trained with Dr. Shankaran 20 years back. You remember Insight into Plant. So I knew that I will take the classical masters, modern classical masters, proving and modern proving, and check what's happening. So I divided reading Materia Medica into 7 steps. That seven different types of books are there. I will read these seven types of book, Kantian type of book like Pathak Borik, just because we have short time. Then Bogar Boningerson type of book, then Keynote type of book, then modern masters book like Vermeulen, Robin Murphy, then Provings, then I will read even alternative materia medica, and I will read the thematic like Dr. Shankaran Vithol, Kasi Massimo, and all. So if I read seven different types of book, and if the same essence or a sensation or a master key or a holistic symptom is running, that must be the key of that materia medica. I did that for 10 long years, but still my heart was with case taking. So I would not, you know, was not doing that. You know, not doing means not, I was not writing about it. In 2021 or somewhere there, a question came in my mind that Dinesh, you are doing integrative, seven books you are reading and finding the master key or a holistic key of the materia medica. Very good. But this is still a one system, homeopathy. You are looking everything from a homeopathic perspective. What if one master has made a mistake? Everybody is carrying that. Yeah. What if one master has highlighted something and all others are carrying it? This is where the question came in my mind that the integrative inclusive is one way. I need to do something called multi-dimensional. So one dimension of that is homeopathy, which you have now know how to read it, seven different types of books. Then go to alternative medicine. Then go to the new research. Go to chemical of the remedy. Yeah. Go to even the mythology of that remedy. So look from natural history of that remedy, natural use of that. So I started looking from multi-dimensional, seven different part. One is homeopathy and seven books, then alternative, yeah, then go to the natural classification, natural history, then go to chemical, then go to new research, and also look from mythology perspective and check what is that key running in four or more than four of this area. So that way you are not dependent only on homeopathy, but you are looking from all perspective. The first thing what I did is I read Hahnemannian. They say 99, but it is not 99. Hahnemannian 106 remedies. Yeah. To look from that perspective, all of them, because they were they are there since 250 years, you know. So it was good to understand those. And my complete understanding changed when I started reading from Arnica to, you know, Bryonia to all of them.
Beautiful.
Then what I started doing is started reading lesser known like Pathak, Borik, Clark, you know, Bogar, lesser known remedies in a same perspective. And as I became confident and understanding them more and more better, I said, let's go to now a group, a family, or in the family, you have subfamily and tribe, then higher order, go up to the class and check in the same way, put the multidimensional seven step and check if it runs through. Check not just well-known remedy, but check well-known in different genus. Lesser known, rare, maybe new in homeopathy, and check if it's the same theme running.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. And we will talk to you very, very soon indeed.
Done. Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.